G'day, it's James Lake with you this morning. The NRL Integrity Unit is dealing with yet another one of the league's players charged with assaulting a woman. New West Tigers signing Zane Musgrove was charged this week over allegations including aggravated indecent assault at a pub back on November 24. It came less than 24 hours after News Manly's Dylan Walker was charged with domestic violence. The Home Affairs Office in Canberra has been combing through the list of international students in our country and kicking out anyone in breach of their visa. So far, more than 3,000 have been sent home. Another 1,300 have been blocked from entering the country. The federal government's reportedly set to announce a new population policy next month, which will overhaul our visa system. And for the first time ever, we can hear what it's like on Mars. NASA has released audio overnight, sent back from its new InSight lander, revealing the sound of wind on the red planet. Really does just sound like wind. InSight landed on Mars last week. To the Adelaide Oval now, where the Aussies resume at 7 for 91 on day 3 of their opening test with India. We are trailing the tourists' first innings total by 59 runs, but Marcus Harris is confident we can get back in front.
We'll work it out, but yeah, it's a tough wicket and they bowled really well, so sometimes there's going to be days where you can't come out and blast them at 3 and 4 and over. You just got to grind away, and a good thing with this wicket is it gets better as the match goes on, so I think that should hold us in good stead.
While in the women's big bash, the Perth Scorchers have fallen short, with the Sydney Sixers claiming a 6-wicket win. And New Zealand has dismissed Pakistan for 156 in their second innings to seal a 123-run victory and a 2-1 series triumph during their final test in Abu Dhabi. Basketball, and the Illawarra Hawks have downed the Cairns Taipans 95-84 overnight. And in last night's A-League, the Wanderers had a 2-0 win over Central Coast.